Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
I'm Marcia Fulmer.
Oh, it's so serious around
and
here.
We are theater geeks.
Wow.
Well, John, David just went fast, so there I'm slowing it down.
Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. By the way, I thought we are up at Birch Lake in Michigan, so it's like really quiet here.
Yeah,
not hearing the Bristol sirens or anything like that.
Yep.
But it's also, I just let you know that we're recording this. It's Bastille Day.
Oh.
That's
do
true.
We have to sing the Marseillaise?
No, but we like, you know, say to the Barricades or something like that. We could talk about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was not.
That's not Bastille Day.
No, that was not Bastille. Was before the real revolution.
I got it.
That was the student revolution.
Gotcha. Okay. So anyway,
that's our history lesson for today.
Good. Well, if you're interested in doing Les Mis here, you can talk about that.
Les Miserables.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, today's topic is staying well on stage, or To Your Health, I think we had as our title.
Yes, we did.
And one of the things that happens, you know, you rehearse for however many weeks for, I guess it applies to any show, but musicals where you have to sing a lot and maybe you're going to be speaking a lot. And then it seems like the person who has the biggest speaking role is the one who gets the cold and the bad throat and then has some serious problems or gets otherwise sick. And staying healthy is really important when you're in a production.
Right. I think nerves has probably something to do with that. Stress a little bit.
Stress out.
Because
yeah,
it always happens right when before you're about to open. You start tech week and bingo. Everybody gets some kind of illness.
Right. Yeah. I've been on stage with a full-blown fever and just gutted it out and done it. And it's not fun.
No, it's not.
And but, of course, you know, it's important not to get exhausted. You know, rehearsal is important, but you can over rehearse and you can exhaust yourself, and it doesn't work that well as we've talked about as well.
Especially in a community theater where not only do you rehearse late those last few weeks, but you have to get up and go to work in the morning.
Right.
Usually.
A lot of people go to work.
So you're not able to just spend a lot of time snoozing.
No.
At all.
No. Rest is so important, and you just don't get it when you're in community theater.
Well, this came to my mind as a good subject because the leading player in a local production put out a thing on Facebook a couple of weeks ago that said, "Help, I'm losing my voice, and I've tried this and that, and nothing seems to work, and does anybody have any ideas or good remedies?" And I didn't have any, but I talked to my daughter, who is a professional actress, and ran into this quite recently when she was doing a play that was 3 hours and 15 minutes long and required her to talk quite vigorously most of that time. And when she came off stage, I mean, she was in real danger of totally losing her voice because you just can't overuse it like that. So she gave me some good tips, which I am very happy to share. But I'll ask the gentlemen first if they have any basic old-fashioned remedies for a bad throat, say. Not necessarily a cold. If it's a flu or something, you can go get shots for it.
Right. Right.
But if it's just from stress and wear and tear, what do you do?
Well, I know and I would say avoid it at all costs. But some people have steroids. Don't they do a steroid shot? Which makes me nervous because I'm always afraid somebody might damage themselves if they have a steroid shot.
Well, that's one of the things that Dee Dee was talking about. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't shots. She said if all else fails, you can get where are they? Oh, prednisone for 5 days, but it's not shots. You take 5 pills the first day, 4,
okay.
3,
yeah.
2,
okay.
and 1.
Right.
But you have to have a prescription for that. But she said that is the only surefire, kill it in a minute kind of thing that you can do for your –
I know people used to use I was trying to remember the name just, but I think it's chloraseptic, which is it's a throat spray anesthetic. The danger in that is that you will – because you can't feel that you're hurting your voice, you will strain too
much. You have to be really careful with that stuff.
So
I don't know if prednisone does that or whatever, but she didn't
try that. Prednisone shouldn't, but yeah.
That is something that professional actors do.
Yeah.
That you get paid to do this every night.
Yeah, it's really I talked a friend of ours, Marcia Yost, dead set against anything like chloroseptic or anything that might deaden the vocal cord or the feeling in the back of your throat because you'd be better off knowing that you're hurting yourself than hurting yourself and not knowing you're doing it. Does that mean you don't want to hurt yourself? That sounds weird, but
you're right.
You need to know if you're feeling pain, and if the chloroseptic keeps you from feeling the pain, then you probably shouldn't be using it. I mean, one of the things that we talked about earlier was gargling with salt water, warm water and salt. Right. And I've often put baking soda in that as well.
Okay.
And that can be helpful, you know, just to kind of and I found not too long ago a really cheap, just a licorice drop. It's just a lubricator. So I was.
Is that one of those little tiny?
It's not a Fisherman's Friend, but some people like Fisherman's Friends.
My mom used to do that. She was a singer, and she Meloids.
Something like that, and it's just a little tiny.
Oh, not Sensen.
They're called Meloids, and it's mostly little teeny black things, but they really
they coat your throat, and they just give you a nice kind of a soothing, like if you have a scratchy throat or something,
right.
My first thing always is just rest. I talk to my cast at the very beginning of every show, especially a show like a big musical. We'll talk about staying healthy, and I even try like to keep rehearsal schedules so that most people are at home by no later than 9:30, so they can still get in bed and still have a fairly decent night's rest until the last couple of weeks, and then sometimes you just can't.
No, but one of the things that, according to her, is most important and probably the most difficult to do is that you do not, once you're off the stage, you do not talk at all to anybody.
Uh-huh.
Total silence until you have to go back on. And then you have to make sure that you warm up so that you don't just plunge into it. And this sounds really weird, but she said when she's had to do that and be totally silent and not use her voice at all from the end of one performance to the next, to warm up, you hum the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Just yes, because it kind of goes, and if you hum it, then by the time you get ready to really open up and project, you're ready. You don't just jump in full bore.
Yeah.
But one of her other suggestions was, and she said this is probably the best, you go to the store and you buy a ginger root and you cut it up and boil it in hot water.
Right.
And then you can put a little honey or a lemon, but it's very strong tea.
Oh, okay.
And ginger tea. It's really, really good. Yeah, not powdered, but she said you have to get the root, and you can get it in the produce department.
Yeah.
And you just cut it up and brew it in hot water.
I'm taking like a couple slices in hot water for a hot cup of tea.
Right.
Well, ginger's a miracle thing anyway, I think. So
I don't know. Makes sense. I'm going to have to try that.
So, yeah, I like that idea because I like ginger, so it makes me happy.
Well, any hot tea, any hot liquids, hot tea is probably helpful, especially if you just are resting the voice, you know, while you're resting your voice.
But I guess there's something that's called a throat coat tea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I've heard of that.
Slippery elm has slippery elm in it, and I don't know what that is, but it's supposed to be really good for your throat.
Well, I think that's the same thing that's in Fisherman's Friend, isn't it? Slippery elm.
I don't know.
I think maybe. I'm not sure, but you can buy that in pill form too, like in little like lozenge form. Yeah.
Okay.
But Fisherman's Friends just don't taste very good.
I like them.
Really?
Yeah. I like them better because they don't taste like candy, and to me, Halls and that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
It's like you're eating.
They don't
candy
really do that
drop,
much,
right?
And I
don't feel like this is doing me any good, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe because Fisherman's Friends is much stronger.
They're very strong.
Yeah, that's why it feels like it's helping. Even maybe it's not, but it feels like it is.
And it seems like we're focusing on vocal strain right now. But I honestly, what Dee Dee said about warming up, though, in general, even if you're not overusing your voice during your performance, but Group vocal warm-up to avoid vocal strain is so important, group and individual. And yeah. I don't think people put anywhere close to enough emphasis on it, that, you know, that the warming up of the voice so that you don't hurt yourself when you walk out onto the stage. I mean, it's an apparatus. It's just like an appliance or it needs time to warm up before it goes into full gear. You wouldn't run your car at full speed, like at 100 miles an hour, right up front, you know, and you shouldn't do that with your voice either. And so warm up.
Because I know I've worked on several productions where the leading person has like come in the night of performance and going,
yeah.
And then you go, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, because
after you slap him, it's like,
land,
what
were
you
there
thinking?
Are no understudies.
Yeah, not very many places have understudies.
No. And that's a really scary thought of someone that has a leading role and a lot of
physical activity and singing. We've always gotten through that in our theater
without
understudy. Oh, yeah, but they go on anyway.
We've had to resort to putting microphones on people if we needed to.
Yeah.
Right.
We did that.
A lot of times
I
grab people, I just say, suck it up. I grab them by the shoulders.
Do
I shake
really?
Them. I say, suck
I
it
doubt
up.
I that you do that.
No,
John.
I don't. But I have said to people, suck it up.
Oh, yeah.
I hear it, my peaky.
But,
suck it
not
up.
That, but, yeah. But you don't, you certainly, you don't want them to, particularly if it's the vocal cords, you don't want them to strain them or overuse them badly, because that can be serious, result in serious problems long time.
That's true. We talked about that with Bob Miller. Didn't we? About how,
he almost did.
Yeah, almost lost his voice over that.
Yeah, I remember that. That was really scary.
Especially as a professional performer, you know.
Very frightening.
Right.
But another thing that happens a lot, and people get sick during rehearsal period, especially in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
Not only just because they're not getting enough rest, but because they stop eating normally. Because your schedule is so disrupted, because a lot of times you're either getting an early call for a rehearsal or the rehearsals are going late. You don't have time to get home maybe to eat, or so you're running through the fast food line and picking up fast food and stuff like that. So I continue to remind my cast, I know you're going to be busy, but try to eat as healthy as you can. Try to, because that's another thing. If you get your body out of sync with the way it normally eats, then it's really easy to get sick.
Right.
True.
You know, so it's because your body starts to go, hey, this isn't right. So try to stay on a good routine if you can at all possibly do it.
You're exercising and, you know, try not to stop that in favor of the show, et cetera, especially if you're doing a lot of physical activity.
And do not choose the 2 weeks before dress to decide that it's now time to stop smoking. Sorry, you shouldn't have been smoking to begin with, but don't choose 2 weeks before dress rehearsal to stop smoking or to start some sort of new health campaign, because your body goes
it
into this weird mode and it's like,
true.
Don't do it. You know, just keep doing what
don't
you were
join
doing.
Don't join Weight Watchers a week before the opening. Yeah.
No. Oh my gosh. No.
Yeah.
There's another excuse to not join a weight program. Oh well.
There you go. I needed one.
Listen, I had one more thing.
Yeah, what up?
She said, she said, if you get liquid vitamin B, just put it under your tongue.
Okay. Liquid vitamin T, like a drop of vitamin B?
I'm just writing all this down. And then there is ginseng. I don't know what that is, but it sounds oriental. And before it, you can get it on the internet at Amazon, and you can use that.
It's in some of those tea drinks
before
too.
Before the show, right.
Oh, I think it's a good throat thing, perhaps. Yeah. The B12 is good. That's like vitamin B12 is what they're talking about.
Well, it says vitamin B under your tongue. I didn't know it was liquid, but I guess you can get it in a liquid.
Well, it's supposed to help with your stamina, right? Your energy and your
It's not going to help you like the night of. You need to, if you're going into a show and you think you might need a little boost or something, you should be taking B12 throughout the rehearsal period or ongoing. So,
and it's not going to kill you. That's the other thing.
No. You can't overdose on it either.
No,
really. So
it's good for you.
Yeah. Drink your orange juice, people.
Get your folic acid, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, and your vitamin C.
That's right.
No matter what they say about vitamins, I believe it. I believe vitamins are great.
I just bought two huge bottles of vitamins, and then they say, vitamins don't do you any good.
I'm taking them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I bought them. I'm taking them.
Stay healthy. That's the main thing.
Yes. So.
But it is hard. But yeah, try to avoid your vocal strain. Another person loves to, like if you're phlegmy, sucking on raw pineapple is something that I've used in the past, which really, it's a little bit soothing for the throat, but it also can kind of clear out the phlegm.
Really? Just, not lemon, pineapple.
I like pineapple. Yeah. That okay. Marcia Yost, that's a Marcia Yost trick, but
okay, that's very good to know.
Yeah, so I get a fresh raw pineapple, and it's got vitamin C, which is good, and then it has some, you know, a little bit acidic, so it kind of clears out your throat, and it tastes good if you like pineapple.
Yeah, well, pineapple's great. So. Okay,
Well,
I think we covered that in some
degree. Okay, we hope you all stay very healthy.
Stay very, very healthy. And if you have other health tips, like for throat or to keep your energy levels up and things like that, send us an email via our website. We have a contact form there, and you can send us an email. Or you just send a straight email to John, Dave, or Marcia at theatergeeks.com.
Right.
And we'll be happy to talk about it in an upcoming episode of Theater Geeks. Also, don't forget to stop by our store, which is at theatergeeks.com/store. We've got hat cups, mugs, I'll say it, underwear. And Marcia's favorite.
Teddy bears. You said coffee mugs. That's my favorite.
Coffee mugs is your favorite.
Because, you know, like here we are sitting on the lake, and you can have your coffee mug sitting out on the dock.
In your underwear,
and your hopefully a T-shirt, a Theater Geeks T-shirt,
enjoying your
time.
Maybe have a Theater Geeks clock hanging up on a pole.
Yeah, but you don't want a clock at the lake. Like, you know, nobody wants a clock at the lake.
Oh, you have to know what time it is.
It's lake time.
Lake time is definitely different. And you can catch us on iTunes. You can catch us on Apple TV, the Roku box, on TuneIn Radio. You can pick us up on Stitcher On Demand Radio, the Blueberry Network, and any place fine podcasts are found. I'm Dave Bufour.
I'm John Shaw.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.